Much has improved for girls who play sports since Title IX, but not necessarily for girls who play baseball. Jennifer Ring thinks you should know about them and the difficulties they've encountered. She's written A Game of Their Own, subtitled Voices of Contemporary Women in Baseball. Jennifer, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks so much, Bill.
We're also joined by Lily Jacobson, who has played baseball at the Little League, Babe Ruth, high school, and club levels. She played for the Vassar men's team, and she is a former member of the U.S. Women's National Baseball Team. She's also Jennifer Ring's daughter. Lily, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Lily, let's start with you. Your mother writes of you as a child saying, quote, "The more she was pressured to drop baseball, the more fiercely she dug in." Tell us a little bit about the pressure and how you resisted it.
I was in Little League, and that was okay. And about the time when I was supposed to switch to softball, which is generally age 12, I started getting pressure from all over the place, and I just didn't understand it. I was never, like, trying to make a statement about women in sports, but I just was a kid who loved to play baseball, and I was good at it, so I felt like I should be able to play. And I never really had an issue with the boys themselves. They kind of saw that I could play, and I proved myself to them, and they didn't really seem to have an issue.
Jennifer, are the circumstances Lily describes representative of other young women determined to play baseball in a culture which is, of course, inclined to offer them only softball?
Yes, for the most part. At age 12, the girls get driven out of the game. No, you can't pitch from 60 feet away. You can't play outfield. It's too big. No girl can throw on a baseball-sized diamond, and it's nonsense. They grow and they get strong just like the boys do. You know, you grow into the regulation diamond.
You characterize softball as helping to, quote, cement the post-Title IX segregated masculinity of baseball. I wonder how the women who play softball at the highest levels, internationally or on the most successful college teams, would feel about having their sport presented as a tool of oppression.
That's so well put. They're not happy. The women that I interviewed, about half of them said, okay, look, I need to play some sport in college, and I'm probably not going to play baseball. So they switched to softball and got softball scholarships. And most of them say softball was great for me. I liked it, but I didn't love it. You know, a tool of oppression is, I wonder if I would say it that powerfully. Yes, I would. It's the absence of choice that to me is oppressive.
You describe this country's national women's baseball team as, quote, flying under the radar, and that may be an understatement. Why don't more people know that there is such a team, and how does that change?
I tell you what, the national team has existed since 2004. So, you know, it's a little depressing to think about how long this has gone on. I think to have that change, you need to keep on pushing at the top level, at the most visible level, with Pan Am baseball, USA baseball, maybe Olympic women's baseball.
But I would like to mention that other countries have a lot more support for women's baseball. And Japan probably has the most robust system from Girls Little League through Girls College Ball, which is probably why they've won gold in the Women's World Cup the last several years.
Lily, 9 years ago, you had the opportunity to try out for the women's national team, for which you eventually played. What was it like to discover how many other girls and women were playing baseball at a very high level?
It was really weird. I was the first girl to play varsity high school baseball in Northern Nevada, and so I kind of assumed that, like, that means that I must be just the best in the whole country. And then I come out there and there are all these women who are so good, and it was really shocking at first. I was like, where did they come from? Like, why don't I know about any of these people? And at first it was like, you know, kind of unsettling. And then it was really exciting because I finally had a community of women who had gone through the same thing as I had. I had never had that experience where I could be on a baseball field and just be another player.
Jennifer, do you have a favorite story or memory from watching Lily play?
She was cut from her first high school team, so we transferred her to another high school. In the first game that they played, she was on JV team for the second high school, and they played that first high school who had cut her. And one of the kids who made the team pitched a ball to her, and she just ripped a line drive right back at the pitcher, knocked him off the mound, got a grand rule double, and the poor kid is being helped up by the coaches who had cut Lily. And I thought, well, I'm not happy for the kid who got knocked off the mound, but that seemed to be a moment of justice for me. And I remember that very well.
Well, not only a moment of justice, it's a moment of pure Hollywood. when they make the movie, this is a climactic moment.
Yeah, I was really freaked out because I thought I had killed him, and he was like laying on the ground, and my teammates were laughing, and I was like shaking.
And standing on second
base. Standing on second base. You got to get to the base first before you can have a conscience.
Jennifer, are you optimistic that opportunities for girls and women who want to play baseball will improve?
You know, I am now. The Pan Am Games, Monet Davis, that French girl, Melissa Mayu, who's been put on the list of players who can perhaps be called up by Major League Baseball. There are scores of girls' baseball teams for children. So it seems to me there's a groundswell, and I'm a little bit positive.
Jennifer Ring is the author of A Game of Their Own, Voices of Contemporary Women in Baseball. Jennifer, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you. This has really been a pleasure.
And Lily Jacobson, Ms. Ring's daughter, is a veteran of the Women's National Baseball Team and a medal winner as well. Lily, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks so much.